The Sentai Review, Episode 133, Lupin vs. Patrol So Far. Okay, and we're back and running.
Good, good, good.
A few technical issues here and there, but we are back with Sentai Review and Seth to bring up some stuff.
Yeah, so basically, anybody who isn't already, if this is your only feed, like whether it be the actual YouTube channel or the podcast itself, we do simply ask, just go to FandomKnight.com and at least subscribe to the What's Up Fandom Knight feed, because basically from now on what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going over not only what episodes ended up being recorded across all the feeds, but also any important and pertinent news. Much like how you guys will notice there's going to be an absence of somebody today. We're going to go into finer detail once we get to that episode. I mean, well, you know, not completely finer. I mean, we're going to leave some of the personals alone, but we are still going to bring up, you know, some of the facts of not only what's been going on with the channel, but what we're doing with it and, you know, certain stuff like that. So if you're not subscribed to the Facebook account, that's fine. It's not a problem. You know, if all you do is watch us on YouTube, that's cool. If all you do is listen to us via the podcast, perfect. You know, we're not going to ask any more or any less. Except that if you could at least subscribe to the What's Up, that way then at least for like the first 5 or 10 minutes of each episode, you know, you guys can get up to date with, hey, here's what's going on with this, here's what's going on with that, blah, blah, blah. And then you guys can easily just be like, oh, yeah, this episode's done. I listened to all the important information. Done with that. Delete.
Delete, delete, delete.
Round the room.
Scott Action Jackson.
Seth Level Sario.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
And contact info. As long as this works.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomKnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Welcome back, where it's been hours for us, but seconds for you.
Look, we had to get sidetracked for a bit so we could get ourselves prepared.
Depending on when this drops, it could have been like 2 months for them.
Yeah, that.
Here, try that again, Jeremy.
Oh, okay, sorry. Depending on, you know, when the last time it was they listened, it could have been a couple months for them. Yeah, we haven't recorded since December.
Yeah, it's true.
True. But I mean, between when we dropped the contact info and stuff, but...
Look, sometimes we got to go on a tangent, because sometimes our fearless leader calls and says, work fucking sucks a dick. I'm glad I'm not there. Fuck this, wait to get an oil change.
I totally hung up on him.
Yeah, you did. But you hung up on him being like, fuck you, bitch, we got an episode to record. And then we went off on like an hour-long tangent about...
That's true.
Shit.
He totally could have been part of that. Oh, well.
But anyway, we are back!
The Sentai Review is back, and hopefully this time working back, considering last time we recorded for episode 133 for one of the Doctor Reviews, and... something froze.
My laptop was being a giant dildo.
Still is,
polite.
From what I can see.
Yay!
Go ahead, go poke it, see what happens.
Anyway, we're on to still on episode 133, but this time we're going to take a look at the first images for the Lupin Ranger versus Patrol Rangers.
So is this like Lupin the Third?
It's kind of, yes. It's cops.
It's awesome. Cops and robbers, yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the kind of premise we've got so far with the new Sentai series. Now, I don't think this is going to be the final review, actual number amount.
Considering the fact that, technically speaking, we still have to go back as soon as Q Ranger is done, because there's like four more, technically speaking, at least four more costumes that we would have to go over. And then, of course, the robos for them once we finally get there, which, thank God, the robos are slowed down or backed up as much as they are.
And speaking of them, that's also another thing I want to bring up with these guys, considering we have, well, counting those things, the final costume and robos, we're going to have, like, 6 episodes devoted to them because of all the stuff we've done already.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
So, in which case, I recommend that we do this... the first image is revealed, and then do the actual review when the series is fully done.
Yep. So basically every year come like February, be ready because we'll go over all the everything we can find about, you know, that season's Rangers.
So basically what we're saying is this show's never going to end.
It never does anyway.
The endless content continues.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the case. But anyway, let's take a look at these images. I think the first batch we're going to look at is from the teaser trailers that they've released. So let's hop on here. So here we have the red thieving ranger.
Yep.
And I'm not sure how he sees, but awesome.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm kind of wondering about, too.
Guys, I believe my helmet was designed poorly. I can't see shit. The helmet looks cool, though.
I think I just noticed something.
What?
What?
Notice how the T-pose for the red on the visor is?
Mm-hmm. It's got an arrow down.
Yeah. Looks like a top hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of nifty.
I mean, again,
I agree with Jeremy. Like, obviously, when it comes down to it, these helmets are, like, transparent on the inside. So, I mean, obviously, you could see out, but you can't see in. It's almost like the two-way
one-way glass
that they have at, like, police stations where, you know, technically, if you're on one side, you can see through. But if you're on the other side, it looks like it's a mirror and you're just staring at yourself. But,
next.
I mean...
Oh, we got capes.
Yep.
Yep, they got capes, and they're running into the cops.
That's normally the opposite of what these are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Just want to point that out.
These are supposed to be helping the cops. Not...
Normally they run away.
Yeah.
Next. And the cops.
Booty dance. She's twerking.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she's twerking.
No. That, yes. No.
Yeah, she's doing that, but... The fucking, the linebacker shoulder pads.
Okay,
shoulder
once again, let's go robbers. They look cooler. These guys, yeah. I don't know, man. Like
Green looks scared. He's definitely the rookie of the force.
Yeah.
For now.
Their helmets have the fucking thing to where it looks like they have a police cap on.
Yep.
And they can actually see out of them.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I mean, you can be a cop, because, I mean, they were technically considered police force when we looked at our SPD.
Yeah.
They didn't have weird fucking hats on. They had the lights that light up on their helmets. They had the fucking morpher that was also a prison trap.
Yeah, their badge, mm-hmm. The one that they hold. On here, they got badges on their helmets and on their
I don't need you to wear a hat.
Chest.
As long as you got a badge on, I know you're a cop. I don't need you to have a hat on.
I will
on.
Say the costume doesn't look terrible.
The helmet is what makes it look
the
bad.
Pads
yes.
Look
all right. Yeah. Too. The shoulder pauldrons and the fucking the helmets. Yeah, they're not that great.
Everything else is
acceptable.
Everything else is fine. I mean.
Okay. Look. Don't get me wrong. Technically speaking, especially with the red, when you look at them. He looks almost more like he's going to go and, you know, like that's the new costume for fucking Japanese, like the Japanese football team. You know what I mean? Like he's going to go to, they're going to be going to Spain and, you know, playing some soccer and shit for you dumb Americans because everywhere else it's football.
Yep. Here it's American football.
Next.
And soccer. See,
though. Oh, we got guns too. And we got our little badges as well.
Yeah.
You know, okay, if anybody's ever... I can see what this is going for. These guys remind me of, not costume-wise, but just what they are, thieves. And then it's got like a Persona 5 feel.
Yeah.
Where they're the thieves, and they're running from the, you know, authorities.
See, I definitely like the Lupin guys a hell of a lot better. Just be, and I don't know, I'm probably saying that shit wrong, but... Like, the thief guys,
whatever.
Yeah, like, I'm liking their shit better. Like, it literally looks like they're wearing, like, fucking vests. And again, they've got the top hat, you know, kind of looking
yeah.
thing. Like, you see it especially on, like, the
a bow tie.
Pin. Like, yeah, and even a bow tie. Like, they're hardcore, like, what am I thinking of? Like, Joker Red Hood.
I like
Like, them. You know, they're supposed to be, like, the gentleman fancy thieves, you know.
Next.
Oh, my God, they're wearing masks.
Here's their I guess, disguise attire.
You know what?
Yeah, I'd never pin them as being the ones.
Oh, my gosh. If these guys walked around and be like, you know, they're color coordinated. They're wearing masks. Aren't those Rangers color coordinated and wear helmets?
And their pins are in the same spot, too. I mean.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, at least like the unmorphed costume that we're seeing here looks like the morphed costume. Like, I'm digging on this. They definitely have the theme down.
I'm loving it. I actually do love it. And this does definitely, now that I'm seeing this, has that Persona 5 feel to it with the Phantom Thieves wearing those masks and stuff. This really, truly does feel like that.
Next.
That's a gun. That's a ridiculously
dumb
look.
It's not just a gun, but from what I've seen on the trailers, this is his morphing, too.
Okay, that's dumb. I don't like that.
Well, considering the fact that that's kind of how Q-Ranger was, I mean, it was not only their gun, but it was also
their morpher.
So.
I grew up in a time where we had this thing they put on our belts, and we just put it out there and said our dinosaur, and I became a ranger. I don't need to have a fucking pose fucking firing guns to morph. I grew up in an era where morphing was like that.
But no, Shane, they had a pose for morphing.
Yeah, but usually they would just put their
legs apart, had to thrust it in front of you.
Yep.
Even had to flip it, if I'm not mistaken.
The speed of their morphing. Like, that's an episode that I wanted to do, is look at all their morphing sequences and who is the fastest at morphing. Mighty Morphin. I think so, because in Zeo, they have to do their fucking arm thing. By the time you're done with your arm lock, I'm already standing there like Tyrannosaurus.
I seem to recall a ranger crew who had the ability to morph while sprinting.
That is, they do that to,
yeah,
because they didn't, for that episode, they didn't have a long morphing sequence where they already did earlier,
yeah,
and they went and they had to go back into the field. They would do like a quick morph.
Yeah.
They have the ability to do that.
All of them do, technically speaking. Mm-hmm. All of them, technically, all they've got to do is go, oh, fuck, shit's going down, and they can start running and then just kind of like hit a couple of buttons on their morpher and they're just fucking transforming.
There are
certain
morphing sequences that take forever.
Right.
And there are some that are real quick. Having a gun, in my opinion, because you got to like twirl it and fucking fire it and stuff like that, that's too long. And we always made that joke about, well, if I was the enemy while you're doing your fucking twirling and shit, why don't I just attack you? That's proven that they can't.
Yeah.
To Cougar. Yeah, proved that because they put a railroad down, like, cross that line, you're instantly dead.
Oh, Q-Ranger does it as well, because when they morph, basically when they go, like, they do their morphin' time thing, so basically they put their Q-Tama in, they hit the button, say, to change, and they'll be like, star change, and, like, a little fucking, like, gun handle comes down, and they'll pull the trigger to shoot it, a star will fly out. If somebody's up in their face, fuck you, pull the trigger, shoot the star in your face. Your ass is either dead or blown, like, 10 feet away as I turn into full costume and come charging at you throwing fists.
We realize now that the morphing grid sends out some kind of, like, energy to keep you protected while you're morphing.
Right. But Shane, the real question here is, do you feel lucky?
Oh,
well,
do
you?
Punk? Next.
Dead or alive, you're coming with... Wait, where's he going?
Sir,
get back here, you sumbitch!
Sir, put
these
down the gun.
These are the thieves.
Yes.
Yep.
Sir, put down the gun. No. Sir, put down your gun.
Sir, I need you to drop the weapon. I can't.
Next. This woman is like, I don't... Put your gun down. Fuck you. Fuck, you're
do
gonna...
Do I look good in this light?
Next.
Another shot of the red one. Next.
I don't give a fuck.
He's holding his gun sideways. He's gangster.
Yep.
Next. Oh, she's hiding.
Is that what that is? Because she sticks out.
That don't look like hiding. That looks like she's showing off.
She's doing the splits, man.
Well, there's that too, but she's under this thing right here, so.
I wonder, because it's a still frame image, I'm wondering if it was some kind of like weird split slide thing. Like she's sliding under that thing, like to get away type thing. That would be sick.
It might be a matter of, yeah, she might be like swinging around to come out from underneath of wherever the fuck she's hiding at.
Yep.
Next. And here they are with that.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something, man. They look ridiculous, but they look awesome.
I kind of feel like Red Ranger the red one looks derpy at this current point.
Nah.
He needs his hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might just be the wavy hair.
Oh, morphers.
Is that a Boppet?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
From what I could tell, they're more than likely like airplanes.
That looks like a Boppet. Their morphers look like a Boppet. Boppet!
Throwing stars,
maybe? Twist it!
Possibly, but like I said, to me they look like airplanes, because from what I saw for the preview in the last Q-Ranger episode I watched, which was like 46 or something. I don't know, it was like 2 weeks ago when you were asking about it, Scott. You were like, so are you guys ready to do up the new guys? I was like, the old guys aren't even done yet. And you were like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm watching the new episode right now. And you're like, what? I'm like, yeah.
Next.
Yeah, see?
Loading them up into the guns.
Yeah, they're little, like, jet airplane things, planes. So yeah.
Next.
Yeah. No, to be fair, dude, the only thing I don't like about them is their fucking morphered slash gun thing. I don't like it. But other than that, I think these guys have a really sweet-looking design.
Yeah.
So are we back at the beginning now?
No.
No, no, there's more.
No, there's over 20 of them.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, what, 25 or 30 or
now
some
I'm curious
shit.
To see the cop side.
Next.
There you
Freeze.
Go.
Oh.
Dude, those Green's are... packing.
Yeah, he is. Fuck.
Okay, while you guys are rocking your little plastic guns, these are actual guns.
Look, we've got fucking Jill Valentine on the left. We've got fucking Barry in his prime as he first started over on the right. And in the center, we have Jackie Chan going, LAPD, and fucking dropping the badge. Fucking Rush Hour and everything. Fuck.
Next. Red.
Your helmet's dumb.
I think it's neat how they inverted the colors for each side.
Yeah.
How, where you see the white on the police uniforms, you see the black.
Right.
On yes. the thieves.
That very black and white mentality.
Yeah, which is it's something that I actually kind of learned, what was it? I was doing research on something, and I can't remember what it was. And I was like, oh, this might be interesting for my book later on. Because for some ungodly reason, I'm still trying to work on that stupid-ass book that's like 1,000 chapters long, and I'm only on like page 32 and like chapter 5. But
next.
Fucking, what is it? It's,
Green, sideways.
Actually, Green doesn't look terrible, but he kind of looks more like a, turquoise instead of like a green.
They look like Sylvester Stallone's Judge Dredge.
Kinda.
Oh,
that
mask?
Yeah, I kinda see that for the mask, yeah. Mm. But anyway, yeah, no, like I was saying though, the thing that I learned is apparently like white is supposed to represent life and black is supposed to represent death, and that's why, you know, good is always white and evil's always black and so I kind of see what they're doing with it. Like, I kind of get it from a design standpoint, but...
So how do you feel about this cop? He has his gun sideways.
You know, after seeing the actual weapon he was packing pre-morph...
I'm thinking he needs to stay pre-morph?
Yes.
Yeah.
Next.
I'm sorry, I can get a lot more done with the shotgun than I can this little laser pistol.
I also like how they...
I feel like I'm going to break this damn thing.
I mean, I'm kind of warming up to the costume, I guess. It's not that bad.
While I believe that the other are a better design.
But they need a cape.
Next.
And remove that stupid emblem off their visor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm warming up to the shoulder pads thing. It's the helmet. I just don't like it.
GSPD.
You know, I'm curious. Do these guys get Zords?
Yeah, they do.
This, is it like transforming cars?
Well, you'll see some images on here.
This series actually interests me a lot. Because I want to know... GSPD?
SPD?
No, I mean, slightly SPD, but I want to say that... I want to say I've seen, like, GSPD and something else.
Next.
Unless they're just making a joke of it being, like, ghosts. Motherfucker, you gotta move your dick! Police department!
That's not a Z.
Organization.
That's an O.
Oh, it's an O. Oh, okay, yeah, no, so police organization.
That's all we can see, because the green needs to move.
Next.
Probably something Sentai police organization.
So at least we know. At least we. Is she flipping them off?
That's what I'm wondering too. When I got this image, it's like
no,
no. Is that or is her fucking index finger?
She's doing technically. It's the German three, but backwards because it's the thumb and then the V.
But because her index finger matches the background,
yeah, it looks like she's flipping them off. Yeah.
Hey, F you guys. Next. Blind shooting.
Why shoot the cameraman? And yes, you're supposed to look where you're aiming.
Are you sure the green one's the rookie?
Point taken.
Yeah.
The pink one might be the rookie.
Unless something happened where, like, they were shooting, like, if she
they
got
were about
shot
to fire
right as they
like
were,
a
yeah.
Flashbang.
Yeah.
Type thing, and she's like, oh, no, I'm wearing a helmet. What the? I don't give a fuck about your flashbang.
Yeah, technically speaking, you're wearing a fucking visor that should allow you to stare at the sun during an eclipse for fucking 30 hours.
Next.
Is this where they're surrendering?
No, it's them morphing.
Yeah, it's them morphing.
Got their
now, their design outside of this the costumes.
Yeah, they've got their little cop cars.
I don't have a problem with it.
I have a problem with what they're wearing right now.
Really? The jumpsuit thing?
This looks terrible.
To me, it looks a bit familiar like the SPD ones.
I'm thinking that they pulled some inspiration from that series.
I feel like if they would have, like, switched the stripe from being, like, across, like, their right side, like the right side of their torso, if they would have, like, switched it over to being almost like the racing stripes going down the sides, I feel like I'd be a little bit more comfortable with it.
Could agree with that.
But, like, yeah, because, I mean, like, okay, right there on, like, Green's hip, where you see, like, the green part of, you know, the ass of his pants, okay. Not an issue. As soon as you get to the jacket, motherfucker, either take that jacket off or do something
now,
the fuck else.
That
man.
Gun holster that's on his leg, it looks like. It looks like, I'm assuming that's a gun holster, but to be fair, it looks like
looks
it's a
like
knee brace.
Knee pads, yeah.
Or knee brace.
Or it could be where they're holding these morphers and stuff.
That's what I was
Yeah, that's what he said. It's
yeah,
a gun
some kind
holster.
Of holster. Yeah.
Because, that, like I said, their morphers basically are the guns and everything, so.
The back of your pants is colored. You got a black stripe going down the side of the leg.
Yep.
I'm like, why?
Yay.
Why is there so much color going on? I don't understand.
Next.
There is and there isn't. I mean, it's a lot, but a good portion
okay,
of it is
well,
like minimalistic
they got,
stripes
they,
and shit.
They just got a point because I like how their badge on their helmet glows their color.
Let's see if we can see.
Special.
Special. Special Police
Special
Organization.
Police Organization.
Now, what
okay.
does the G stand for?
Apparently, it stands for Go Fuck Yourself. You're never going to know.
These Rangers need to get away from the car. But no, I like their that their badges glow their color.
Yeah,
I like that.
They light up when they morph. So,
like I said, I'm over the shoulder pads. At first, I didn't like them, but now I don't have a problem with them. These guys are actually starting to grow on me. At first, I thought they sucked. But
if they had a cape, they could be potentially on par with the others.
They are.
To be fair, if they had a cape with that design, they would look a little bit more like M. Bison than they would fucking cops.
Especially of course. Especially the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Next. And here we have them fighting enemies side by
well,
side?
Well, to be fair, just because they look like they're thieves don't mean that they don't fight monsters. They probably do team up quite often.
They're probably battling the putty type.
But
enemies.
To be fair,
yeah, they might have been like in the middle of a shootout, and then like the real villain showed up. Like, take all these bitches out. We need the cops gone, and we need this other team.
This
dogs.
Makes
we
me feel like that I'm just going to call them the Thief Rangers. It makes me seem like the Thief Rangers are nothing more than just thieves that get away from the cops, but they're actually good people.
With them being a Sentai group, I'm figuring them on being more like the, quote, Robin Hood type. Like, you know, rob from the rich, steal, you know, give to the poor type of shit.
Like, I also see something else going on. Like, the three that are the thieves, maybe they were part of the police force, and they didn't like how they had to follow rules.
So they went vigilante.
They went vigilante, or they were kicked from the police force for being, for not following the rules or something. And they found a new power. I'm not quite sure. Is it like does the police force have their version of like a Zordon? And then The thieves have their version of a Zordon?
No, I'm thinking it's probably more along the lines of the Pirate Rangers. Like,
ooh.
They went to steal a treasure and managed to find Morphers instead, and they were like, oh, fuck, let's use this to become badass.
And I like how they're teamed up. The two reds are teamed up.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't...
Is that teamed up, or is one trying to deflect the shot from the other?
Yeah.
Maybe Woo-hoo. A bit of both?
Or they could be having an epic sword fight. I don't know.
Next.
Know? Okay, so now we're
is
looking
the
at...
the planes flying?
So those are the thieves? Because you said they had the planes, and the other ones had the cars?
Right, yeah.
Okay. I can't get a good look at them. I can't tell if they're derpy.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Especially taking images from the...
From
right.
the trailer, easy, yeah.
Next.
Oh, there's my God.
Wait.
Those look so derpy. In this picture, at least. I need to see a better...
But the rims have neon lighting.
Yeah, man. They got them
the
neon
Tron
rims,
thing.
Homie.
They got the Tron stuff going.
Well,
you can't hold your gun sideways and not expect to get the underlighting going. Come on.
Yeah.
I got to see a better picture to really see what they look like.
Flames next. Shooting out of the ass.
Now
there's one of the Zords.
Is that the bat? That's the
cops.
I think that's the cops.
Because you could clearly tell it's the cars. Plus,
yep,
there's
yep.
not a green on
yep.
the bad guy side. Or excuse me, bad guy.
Yeah,
sorry. The thieves.
There's the reds are there. Two reds, one green on the good on the cops, a blue on the thieves, a pink on the cops, a yellow on the thieves.
Yep.
But yeah, I like it. It doesn't look too bad.
Next.
I'm not rating the Zord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, of course not. This is just kind of first impression.
Yep. Well, I think the cops have the better Zord. I don't know. I don't think I like that one.
That one definitely looks like a toy.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to imagine it as a Zord.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm trying to ignore the buzzsaw. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean...
How else are you going to get into that
right,
vault, man?
Yeah,
you got to
exactly,
cut through that.
But I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck is supposed to be on, you know, their actual right hand.
I think it's some kind
so,
of...
Can't I get gun?
A drill?
I got power drilled once.
Next. Oh, back to more cops posing. Next.
These guys are so laid back. I think that's why I like them. I don't know. Their attitudes just seem...
Yeah.
More interesting.
As was Lupin.
Yeah.
Like, look at the Blue Ranger just does think, like, dude, I'm not...
Hence,
like,
that's why they're the Lupin team.
He's just looking around like, I don't...
Anyway.
Spot the leader.
Have you ever actually listened or read the legit Lupin books?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, those are kind of cool.
I believe that.
Next.
Ooh. Fuck you. No, fuck you. Oh, my God. Fucking
what?
My mind blanked like fucking always.
What, looking at the time here and
fucking,
stuff?
No, the two of them having the fucking, the face-off with the guns. Damn it, the Equilibrium. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the end of Equilibrium when fucking,
So you think
Christian,
they're doing like a gun kata kind of thing right now?
Yeah. Yeah, like a gun kata.
So is this coming out on the 11th, the 2nd of the 11th month, or is that coming out on the...
February the 11th at 9:30.
To be fair, though, a lot of other countries do different.
We're the only
right,
country.
Usually they flip them the other way.
So this could be November 2nd instead of February 11th.
No, that's very true, but considering the fact that we're coming up on episode 50... of the actual, you know, Q Ranger as they're going right now, and usually 50 is like the cutoff because most of them they always take off because okay, Japan's a little ass backward from us, not by much but by a little.
They occasionally have a TV special too once in a while. So
well, there's that, but no, I mean when it comes down to celebrating holidays, because in December there's Christmas and there's New Year's. In America, Christmas is all about your family because the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And New Year's is party time because fuck it, New Year. Over there, it's reversed. Christmas is, hey, here's this goofy character created by department stores who passes out gifts to little kids. Here we go. Let's have fun and have a party. And New Year's is, hey, we made it through another year as a family. Let's celebrate by not killing each other and having a meal.
Next.
So they took New Year's off.
Ooh, I see the Zords. Right,
let me try to zoom in. There's the Toy Zords.
Oh, the Toy
Zords. Oh, versus. It's like a Gatling gun.
There's okay. The... A bit of the... I guess toyish vehicles.
The toys don't do them justice. Because they look like crap.
Yeah.
I think they look like crap.
Okay. And I think the rest of these are going to
the
be like
thief,
clippings
the
and
thieves.
The
thieves' mech looks like a fucking Decepticon.
Yeah, look, not in Megazord form. The actual robos for the thieves are a hell of a lot better in Megazord form. Yeah, I'm kind of going to have to side with you guys and say that the cops are a little bit better.
Next, yay. The villains, I mean, the thieves.
We're in magazines. We're popular.
Yay. Next.
We're serious. We're cops.
Who's also shooting sideways. What the hell?
And look at this little club thing up here.
Is that like a weird neti pot going on up there?
Technically, it looks like somebody took a billy club and put it through their kid's toy. Like, stop playing with that fucking noisemaker.
Hook up your hose to one end and spray down your yard so you can...
It's a megaphone. Club.
It's a thief preventer.
Yeah.
Did the Green Ranger... Is that a bullet bouncing off of him?
Yes.
Look, yeah, follow it. Follow that line and
right there.
And it embeds the bullet.
And the bullet's about to hit Red square in the face.
Which he deserves for holding his gun that way.
Yep. And then the other one, because there is another bullet trail.
Bounced off his shoulder pad.
Bounced off his gun.
Oh, yeah. Or it looks like a shoulder pad, too. It could be.
Pink
yeah.
is preparing to shoot them both in the back.
Yep. She's the real leader.
Next.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is. It's a fucking megaphone with a goddamn billy club at the end of it.
That sucks.
That's amazing. What the fuck.
Nope. I think
Shane.
That's... Nope.
Shane. HBOpod@AOL.com. What the fuck, Japan?
Why would you make a microphone with a fucking billy club?
Next.
Their weapons suck.
So I guess they got universal ones of these guns. It's just that the morphers are different to change, so...
Yeah, because basically... Okay. Even in Q-Ranger, basically what they were using was the exact same toy that you could go online. Well, at least here you'd
that's
have to
what's
go
making,
online.
That's what
go
makes it...
Go to the store and buy.
Okay.
So that's the big selling point is go buy the shit, like all
if
the toys and everything.
If their guns / morphers are the same,
yeah,
that makes me wonder if these guys were on the police force and stole these guns, or they... Or they literally just found them, or they robbed the cops for them. Or...
I'm figuring what it is like they went like they're it's going to be like it's their first night. You know, they want to make their big break, so they went to go like rob a jewelry store. Like, yeah, let's just go knock off a jewelry store after night, and they or better yet, it's a pawn shop. So they went in to go rob the pawn shop late at night, and they found these random ass guns that are going to be like locked in a fucking safe. Under, like, in some big box that says, like, property of Zordon, do not touch. And they're going to be like, oh, fuck, sweet, what's this? Huh.
Well, my theory...
It's a gun.
My theory is that this is what happens when Zordon asks for teenagers with attitude.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
He gets teenagers with some serious attitude.
They snatch that shit, and ain't nothing he can do about it, because they've got attitude.
Yep.
And... Now he's dead.
And they found some toy planes, and they were like, what the fuck is this? And one of them dropped it, and it fell on the gun, and all of a sudden they're like, holy fuck, I'm a Power Ranger.
Next.
Yeah, that bottom picture's kind of... Yeah, that one. In the bottom right, that's definitely making me feel a little bit more like Equilibrium. I got you. Yeah, well, watch this.
That middle one, though, looks like he's looking for a fist bump.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if we can get in a little more.
Fist bump? No.
Let's see. What's this one? It's so, like, hey, dude, we got capes.
Yeah, the green guy is definitely jealous.
Yeah.
Over the cape, and blue is like flaunting it.
Yeah, the cops are definitely gonna be like the stuck up dickheads, and the ones that you guys are gonna end up wanting to watch are gonna end up being like the thief guys.
Is the Blue Ranger looking at the time?
Yeah, he's steady waiting for him to pull the trigger.
Yeah,
like he's looking for his excuse.
Like, the reds are ready to kill each other. The green is ready to kill the blue. The blue's just kind of like, I don't give a fuck.
What time is it?
I got to figure out when I need to eat, goddammit.
And this one, the red's going low.
Seems like this is going to happen a lot with these two pointing their guns but not firing.
The thief is totally going to win this, by the way. You ain't got a helmet on your dick.
There's a safe?
Huh.
Oh, look. Already a quarter of the way to being correct.
All right. Does anybody know what that says?
Because
I don't.
I'd assume it's some kind of
Lupin
contest.
Lupin Ranger versus fucking whatever, Cop Ranger, whatever they're calling them.
You know what it says? Next.
I had to.
Wait, hold on a second.
Can you?
What are those weapons that's over on the left?
That's what I'm going to go to once.
That's a sword?
Yeah.
That looks like she... Is that a claw?
It looks like it could be a claw or a cuff.
Looks like she can grab you by the neck and throw. It's a sword with
a
claw
sword,
at the end.
Yeah.
Dude.
So it's basically they've got like the short fat guy need the claw grabby hand to get the mac and cheese off the top shelf.
And then when they need the claw, they flip it around because there's a handle on the other side where the blade's at.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting weapon, to say the least. And it looks like he's jumping off that building.
And it looks about 50 times cooler than a megaphone with a billy club stuck to
it.
Oh, so you each have your own unique weapons while they can slice you and grab
you
by the
throat. Are you sure that's a unique weapon, or is he just holding it from a different angle?
Next. Yeah. All right. There's your microphone club. So dumb. I don't like it. Next. Peace.
Hey, we got capes. You don't. Ha ha.
I like their outfits. I really do.
Yeah, I do like the...
I like how the hat design is a little different. Like, the red's got more of, like, the top hat, while the other two look like they almost have, like, identical ones.
A little more rounder on the yellow
one. Yeah, she's in the more rounder one. Yeah. I like it. I like their outfits. That's a solid... Those are solid outfits.
Next. Salute.
Delta team.
Keep right on saluting until you get shot in the back. She's waiting on it.
Next.
Their outfits that they wear, they look like magicians. At least the red and blue one, they look like they're damn magicians.
Could agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, they're basically supposed to be like the fancy, quote, like, gentleman thief kind of thing.
I can actually see that.
Next. Saluting again. Next.
Nah, ship them out. Those costumes are terrible.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mentors?
From what I saw from the trailer, this guy is kind of the butler person for the Red Thief Ranger.
Okay, so like a
mentor. So basically, like, the thieves are like rich kids who are bored and just kind of like stealing just because.
I'm guessing this is for the cop police force thing.
What the fuck is that?
You're talking
about
this
Eddie
robot
Murphy.
Thing?
He's
talking about this robot thing.
Look at that fucking robot with the dildo sticking out of its head.
You mean two? Ow, fuck. It's handlebars. There you go. They're handlebars. You got handlebars sticking out of his head.
Dude, that robot looks...
And you still got your baby claws. They hurt.
That robot looks dumb.
I'm sorry. Jeremy's cat decided to claw up on me. Ow, damn it. She's been digging into my shoulder all night.
No, you deal with it long enough, the nerve endings will die, and you won't have to worry about feeling
pain
anymore.
Yeah, no shit. Maybe then when Shane decides to start running around and fucking massaging everybody's shoulder, I won't feel it when he grabs on and fucking is like, here, let me give you a massage. Ow, my collarbone! Thank you for breaking my entire fucking... Yeah.
I'm not...
Yeah, you're not gentle at all, yes.
Next.
Probably why the kitty keeps coming to me.
Lupin
not to you.
Blue, Lupin Red, Lupin Yellow.
And then these got numbers.
Patron.
I'm Let me zoom in.
3GOU, 2GOU, and 1GOU.
Can you guess who the leader is?
Fuck. The thieves?
The cat?
Yeah, apparently the cat. Cat is my greatest enemy right now.
I really like these guys.
And I want to pet the kitty.
Uh-oh. I think that's it.
I like I like aspects of both. Is 48? But the thief guys...
Yeah,
they,
48. Yeah, that's it, buddy.
The thief guys, they don't have... there's not a lot I dislike about them except for... I don't like their weapons. Like the guns. I don't like the guns. The weird sword thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Their guns, like the I just don't think I'm going to like the weapons in this freaking show. I need to see the Megazords in that, and not in toy form. I need to see a better picture of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you
to really get books, a to really get a
teasers that they show, you can see some of it there,
but these guys are solid. Very solid. And because there's two different types of Rangers technically, when we rate them, we would have to rate
two red ratings and
Two ratings,
and that's not counting if they add like 10 more.
Technically, we could rate them now because we've seen what they look like. If you want to get technical,
yeah. But what if later on they add 10 more, and that means we'll have to throw on 10 more scores? So
yeah, that's
they could
true.
They could add
because they always can add, and they can always subtract, and they can always change actor, and they could do a whole bunch of other shit.
Sometimes you need 13 motherfuckers to beat a motherfucker's ass
for some reason.
But yeah, I think this show might actually be interesting.
Yeah, I got a feeling that if and when they bring it over to the Power Rangers side, it'll probably be like Power Rangers, Cops, and Robbers or something like that.
More than likely, and that's if they decide to
They better keep that Lupin name in there if they know what's good for them.
Yeah, they should, but they won't.
To be fair, this could be one of those this series that we don't get.
Like the Train Rangers?
Yeah, we never got the trains.
Well, official, yeah.
We skipped them, and we went to Ninja Steel.
Yeah, we skipped over them and went immediately to the fucking Ninja Rangers, where I'm the leader. You better put me in my chair and get me up there, goddammit. I'm the best Red Ranger ever. You know it because you're carrying me around in my chair.
But so. Yeah, I look forward to. I actually kind of want to watch this series when it drops.
So yeah, that's it
with
for this,
me.
No, not with you.
I got something I could drop. Let me stand up and undo my zipper.
I think that's a place to stop the show right
now. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.